Lent Matters, Part 1. Lent Matters, Part 1. And Part 1 is some truths about gossip. Some truths about gossip. Lent Matters, Part 1. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16. I'm going to quote it later in the lesson. And also Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 and 30. I'll also quote them in a few minutes in the lesson. Some truths about gossip. I call this lesson Lent Matters Part 1 because of this lesson tonight. Is part one of six, it's lesson one of six. And I tag it Lent Matters. Matters is a noun meaning concern and issues, but it can also be used as a verb, which means to be of concern or importance. And whether it's a noun or the verb depends upon how the topic grabs you. Lent Matters or Lent Matters. I'll be talking about some concerns that will line up in either the self-denial column or the sacrifice column. Sacrifice, you know, those things that honor God. Denial, those things that our lives would be better without. So, during this series of six lessons leading up to Resurrection Sunday, I'll present a self-denial topic tonight, and alternately next week, a sacrifice topic. Then the following week, we'll alternate back to a self-denial topic. And so, by Resurrection Sunday, we will have had six lifeline lessons, three on self-denials and three on sacrifice. And I just marvel at how the Lord orchestrates the calendar for our preparation and presentation. Now, I'm going to try to purposely keep these lessons as brief as possible so that in your time away from tonight, you can return to your listening, and it won't be a long listening. Can I ask again that you share our lifeline lessons with your family, your friends, and coworkers? As a matter of fact, be bold and kind-hearted enough to invite or send the link to an enemy. Hallelujah. So this is Lent Matters, Part 1, The Truth About Gossip. Leviticus 19 and 16. The Bible first mentions gossip without the word itself appearing. It mentions the deed without even the title, the tag. There it is in Leviticus 19 and 16. It says, "Do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord." King James Version says, "Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people." Now, a talebearer, according to Scripture, is one who peddles scandal, obtaining the secrets of others, and retelling them wherever he or she goes. That's a tale bearer. And that's gossip. In 1 Samuel 22:9, read it in your time away from this lesson. There is a man named Doeg, D-O-E-G, and he gives Saul's officials some information about David's welfare and David's whereabouts. And Doeg knows that David is running for his life from the jealous king, but Doeg fits the title of a talebearer, a gossip. Now notice the information that Doeg passes along is true and valid, but the consequences bring harm to David. So know this about gossip. It doesn't necessarily all the time have to be a lie or untrue. It just does not need to be commented on. Doeg was telling the truth about David's situation, but his telling was damaging, and that's what makes a gossip a matter that needs to be denied in the Christian journey. Here's another truth about gossip. Being a talebearer, you don't have to tell everything you know. If I know it will result in harming a person, I should keep my mouth shut. Read that in Samuel 22. Other scripture reference where the word gossip appears or is implied is Psalms 50, verse 19 and 20, and Proverbs 11 and 13. I will share with you what Proverbs 20 and 19 says. This is what it says. A gossip betrays a confidence. So avoid anyone who talks too much. Proverbs 20 and 19. I know we are used to using the term a gossiper, but the Bible uses the term a gossip. King James Version of that same passage says, he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Don't you love Proverbs? Proverbs is read and taught at the family table in the ancient culture. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealing secrets, telling stuff that perhaps somebody has confided in him or that he knows, be it true or untrue, the scripture says don't meddle with him. That makes me think about what I said in the opening sermon this year at Freedom Hillside. There may be some people that you can tell this year, I'm not doing you. So a gossip, you need to tell them, I ain't doing you. Can I mention one more in Proverbs before I move on? I've really been studying this week, glory to God, keeping my mouth. Proverbs 18 and 8. King James Version says, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. NIV Version, I love it. It says, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inner parts. Now you know the meaning of juicy gossip. Thus is the person who habitually reveals personal or sentimental facts, rumors, or reports of an intimate nature that are none of his or her business. Gossip is usually based on hearsay. It is usually inaccurate. It creates suspicion and it divides people. Gossips or gossipers usually attract to each other like magnets. They begin to talk and see things alike and therefore begin to think alike. On to the New Testament, which was written in Greek, there's the word diphthorismos. You know, I can't speak good English, let alone good Greek. And that word means whispering. And the reason I whisper, I know this kind of talk is wrong and that I get in trouble for what I'm saying. Therefore, I whisper my tidbits of information to others in secret. The connotation or the meaning or the impact of that word whispering is I keep it at a low volume. Well, the respond of the Word of God to whisperings is it's wrong. Thus Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. And it says this, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. King James Version says it this way, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Corrupt is the Greek word phallos, meaning something that stinks or is rotting. And we know if it's stinky or rotten, if it's on its way to injure someone's reputation or honor, we should deny ourselves of participation. So it looks like the rule for believers is this. If I can't say anything good about you, I won't speak it at all. Because if I do, it will give me bad breath. Let not corrupt communication proceed out of the mouth. And none of us ought to be proud of bad breath. The next verse, 30, sort of seals the deal. Ephesians 4, verse 30. It says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Grieve is a Greek word, lupeti, which means as a result of unfaithfulness in a relationship, the other party is devastated, is shocked, is hurt, is wounded. So guess who the other party is? The Holy Ghost. So we can strain the relationship between our soul and the Holy Ghost who dwells on the inside because of what's coming out of our mouth. Hey, glory. And then Paul offers a final word on this Lent matter in 2 Corinthians 12 and 20. Paul says, I'm afraid that when I come, I may not find you as I want you to be, and you may not find me as you want me to be. I fear that there may be discord, jealousy, fits of rage, self-ambition, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorder. Wow. In one verse, all these Lent matters of self-denial come before us. And I know that most of us can take our pick and work on any ones of these. Today's emphasis is let's work on the gossip. Those harmful attitudes, whether it's fits of rage, selfish ambition, slander, arrogance, disorder, or gossip, all are harmful attitudes and actions that can cripple a believer and cripple a church. You wonder why sometimes the Holy Ghost looks like he can't find a landing place in a sanctuary? It may well be because of what we have whispered before we entered the sanctuary. Oh, glory. I close with a plethora of questions, with a several questions. Question one, do I have to discuss and comment on issues that don't concern me? Question two, would I say these things publicly? Question three, would I say this in front of the person I am talking about? And question four, would I be glad to hear these things said about me behind closed doors? So I conclude, what we can't say publicly, then we should not say it privately either. For a gossiper to be successful, there must be at least one other party listening. So let's practice this. Start it in a minute. Excuse me, but should we be talking like this? Excuse me, but I don't believe it's right for us to talk like this, and I can't be a part of this conversation. End of quote. And so, likewise, I've just shared some truth about gossip. Lent matters. Part one. This is the word of faith, which I, amen, amen, amen.